This weekend is Easter, making today Good Friday. And here at Day to Day, we try to make every Friday good by bringing you the latest on the new movie releases. This weekend's films include Poker and Power Tools. Here's Mark Jordan Ligon with Slate's Summary Judgment.
Well, I guess it was just a matter of time until someone made a mockumentary on poker. Televised poker tournaments are, for some inexplicable reason, incredibly popular. So in the spirit of such improv comedies as Waiting for Guffman and This is Spinal Tap, everyone from Jason Alexander to Ray Romano to Woody Harrelson appear in The Grand, where six players compete in a high-stakes tournament.
I make it a point to know my employees just like Grandpa Lucky did. I want to make a point to know this one for sure.
Hey, Tony. How long you been working here?
9 years. We were married, Jack.
Critics pretty much say, deal me in. New York Magazine chuckles, the setting is remarkably fertile and the actors are a treat. TV Guide promises plenty of sharply funny moments. And The Hollywood Reporter says, what The Grand lacks in originality, it more than makes up for with its high percentage of funny moments. And it almost wouldn't be a Friday without some American remake of an Asian horror film. This time around, the 2004 hit shocker from Thailand, Shudder, has been remade and is opening in wide release. The plot revolves around a pair of newlyweds who, after a tragic accident, see evidence of a supernatural world in their photos. They got off easy. In all my honeymoon photos, all I see is that stupid haircut I got in Verona.
That's me in the photo. He was taken after my mother had passed away.
But that's just one picture.
Come on. I want to show you something.
Really? You want to show us something? It can't be the reviews because Shudder was not made available to the critics for any advanced screenings. The studios must have seen bad reviews in the publicity stills. And the Seth Rogen comedy machine just keeps on chugging along. This time, Rogen is the co-writer of this raucous comedy, Drill Bit Taylor, where Owen Wilson plays a soldier of fortune down on his luck. So down on his luck that he agrees to be a bodyguard to three teenage geeks trying to survive freshman year in high school.
But first, I'm going to need some supplies. I want to go in and get...
Like nunchucks?
Maybe. But a lot of stuff I'll just get from just what's laying around the house. You'd be surprised. Anything can be turned into a weapon of mayhem or destruction.
Even a puppy?
Especially a puppy.
The critics feel a bit let down by Drill Bit. The Washington Post shrugs, Wilson phones it in, a by-the-numbers teen comedy. The Seattle Post-Intelligencer simply calls it a mess, and USA Today finds Drill Bit Taylor as clunky and humorless as its title. Hey, if you don't like the movie, fine. But don't mess with the title. That one tested better than Needle Nose Pliers Benson or Phillips Screwdriver Phillips. See, actually, Drill Bit reminds me of some of the cool nicknames we have around here at Day to Day. Just ask Crescent Wrench Chadwick or Circular Saw Cohen.
Mark Jordan Ligon, wait, make that duct tape, Jordan Ligon, is a writer living in Los Angeles.